So once again, a short thought for the weekly parsha. The secret of Netzach of Klal Yisrael, the eternal nation. Vayomer Avraham, Vayan Avraham Vayomer, Hinei Nuru Alti Ledaber, Ve'onoichi Ofor Ve'efer. Ve'onoichi Ofor Ve'efer. The dust of the earth and ashes. What does that mean? Libi Yoimali. Brochus Yud Zayin Omed Aleph. Chazal bring various different tefillos, tachnunim, that the greatest of Amaroim said, Bigmar tefillosom, at the end of tefillos o amido. Ve'nafshi ko'ofor lechol tihiyeh. Tosis explains, Ofor einoy mekabel kloyo. Kach zari yamod le'olam. You could destroy everything. Man invented the means of destruction, of unbelievable destruction. Everything could be burned, everything could be destroyed, besides the dust of the earth. Ofor einoy mekabel kloya. Two atomic bombs were dropped on Japanese cities at the end of World War II. Hiroshima and Nagasaki, in a moment, were reduced to ashes. In ground zero, nothing was left. Not a leaf, not a tree, not a blade of grass. No living creature. Not one structure. Everything was reduced to ashes besides the earth. We cannot destroy the earth. And Tosis explains, that is the tefillah, nafshi ko'ofor l'chol tiyo. U'kemoy shekosov v'hoyu zaracho ka'afar ha'oretz. That is the avtocha v'kodesh bohu. V'hoyu zaracho ki'afar ha'oretz. Not in numbers, but in eternity. Mighty empires rose and fell, each of them having its moment of glory under the sun, and then sinking into oblivion. The Romans, the Trojans, the Babylonians, and many others. Klal Yisrael, a tiny nation, for thousands of years exiled from its homeland, not even a common language. But this is the people of eternity. Ki loise shochach mipi zaroi, v'hoyo zaracho ka'afar ha'oretz, and that is the tefillah, v'nafshi ko'ofor l'chol tihiyeh. The Maharshal Alashaz Brochas Yud Zayin writes, v'ani shomati, interesting language, I heard. Another interpretation. Ma ofor hakal dorsim oleho, v'rebesof hi doreset al kol dorseho. The same applies to Klal Yisrael. We all abuse the earth. Yamei shana seni shivim shono v'imigvur shmonim shono. Every day we trample the earth. The earth is patient. At the end of the day, he always comes out. On top. And each individual is buried after his demise. The Marshal writes, that is the story of Klal Yisrael. We patiently wait to the end of days. Ma ofer hakol dorsem oleo v'lebesof hi doreset al kol dorseo. That is our destiny. That is our promise. Voyu zaracho ka'afar Ha'aretz. Avraham Avinu says, V'onoichi ofer ve'efer. Efer is ash. Ash symbolizes destruction. When you see heaps of ash, you can never know where this ashes come from. It could be some flimsy wooden hut. It could be the most magnificent palace. Fire reduces it all to ash. So ashes symbolize destruction. Afar symbolizes Netzach, eternity, hope. And Avraham says, V'onochi afar ve'efa. That is the story of Klal Yisrael. Throughout the ages, we were reduced to ashes. Churban Bayis Rishon, Churban Bayis Sheni. And so many nisyonos and challenges and persecution and destruction throughout the ages. Its horrific climax in the Holocaust. Hitler, Yamach Shemo Yishem Rishom Yerkov, and the Nazis thought they will implement the final solution. They had a tragic mistake. And they too were reduced to ashes. And we are still around. And we will be forever. V'nafshi ko'ofor l'chol tihiyah. Beyond that, the side of Klal Yisrael is to turn ashes into life. And out of destruction, we are always born anew. So there's a popular legend in many different cultures about the sand bird, also known as the Phoenix. So Phoenix is a big city in Arizona. What is the story of the Phoenix? So the legend says it is a bird that lives 1,000 years. And then with its powerful wings, it soars up to the heavens, coming so close to the sun, it is scorched and reduced to ashes by the heat of the sun. And it is born anew out of the ashes. A legend, like many others? Not really. It's a medrash. Bereshis Rabu Perik Yutes. Slightly different, but essentially the same. And the Medrash says, Oif echod yesh v'shmoi choyl, sand, ofor, the Bei Rav Yanai Amri, Rav Yanai, the great Amora, in his school, they said in his name, Oif achol, chai elef shono, it lives 1,000 years, eish yoytzeis mikinoi, fire, explodes out of its nest, v'sorfesoi, and the bird is burnt and reduced to ashes. V'meshtayer boi kebeitza, u'megadel eivorim v'chai. 1,000 years, after 1,000 years, fire consumes it. It is reduced to ashes, and out of the ashes comes new life for another 1,000 years. And another 1,000, and another 1,000. Rashi, Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Omed Beis, writes, Of Echod Shmoi Choyl V'chai La'olam, and it lives forever. That is Ofer and Efer. Out of Efer, new life. The combination of Efer and Ofer. And throughout the ages, so many tried. Haman, Hitler Yamach Shemoi, trying to bring about the final solution, the final demise of Klal Yisrael. And they aren't aware that Avraham Avinu said, V'onoichi ve'efer, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Avraham Avinu, V'hayu zaracho ka'afar ha'oretz. That is the side of our eternity. Ma ofer hakol dorsam oleha v'besof hi doreset al kol dorseha. My Rebbe, the Divrei Yatzev, the Kloizim Magarebbe Zechat Tzadik Lavrocha, used to constantly quote, and I do the same, Rebbe Yanke Venden, in his introduction to the Siddur, the Emden Siddur. I swear, he writes, Chai Roishi, Kasher Ani Mizboinen Bekiyum Klal Yisrael Vagolos, Se'achas Ben Shivim Zevim. When I just think about and I contemplate the existence of Klal Yisrael throughout the ages, Se'achas Ben Shivim Zevim, a sheep amongst 70 wolves. Godel anes ze biyanim kolanisim shenasu lavaseinu b'mitzrayim biyam u'b'yeretz Yisrael. To me, this is a greater miracle than all the miracles we were zaycha. Biyetzias Mitzrayim, esam makos, kriyas yamsuf, in Eretz Yisrael. And those words were written 300 years ago. And many times I think to myself, what would Rabbi Yaakov Emden write today? After all we've been through in these 300 years, after the Holocaust, who would believe? Who would believe that after 80 years, this is how Klal Yisrael will look? That's the story of the sand bird. That's our story. So in the Wannsee conference, the Nazis came up with the final solution. We know what the final solution is. The final solution is V'nizgav Hashem levadoi b'yoyim ahu. B'yoyim ahu yihye Hashem echod u'shmoy echod. That is the final solution. Sh'nezkeh b'korah b'yomeinu v'yozar achok afar oretz. Life. And we should be zeichet to be as Moshiach tzidkeinu. B'mheiro v'yomeinu amen. Have a beautiful Shabbos. Good Shabbos to all of you.